Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth, straight up.
I'm Julie Hagan, and I'm working at...
An Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage, as parents, for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
And good afternoon, everybody, and good Monday afternoon, Martin Luther King holiday. Chuck Bonnie Rowland, Julie Hayden, Truth Straight Up, brought to you by AmericaCitizenPress.com and Denver Cenogenics and Dr. Julie McCallan. You will notice the Chuck half is not with us today. Chuck has come down with Omicron. We're going to talk a little bit about that, talk about what we're doing, some of the things I've learned in dealing with this. Also today, I want to talk about, if you're a blue state governor, you can order mask mandates. But if you're a red state governor and you said you don't want mask mandates to be up to people, well, you can't do that. Democrats' rules apply there. And I want to talk a little bit about the King Superstrike, because I have some interesting, I've been listening to Chuck talk about, talk with some other Republican leaders about that. And I think we have a little bit of a different take and be curious what you think. And then there's that great news out of the Rasmussen poll regarding the majority of Americans now identifying as Republicans and not Democrats. Well, I wonder why that is. But anyway, Chuck and Omicron, first let everybody know he is doing okay. He's got a really scratchy throat. That's why he's not sitting here. Mostly he's got a headache, really tired, just a little bit of fatigue, but he's basically fine. We've been talking to the doctors. Let me see this from Sandra. Well, thank you, Sandra. Sorry to hear Chuck isn't feeling well. Oh, wanted to let you know your Friday show is amazing and frightening at the same time. Listen to the podcast. Thank you. Well, thank you, Sandra. Hey, let me digress for a moment and say, we appreciate everybody. Just so you know, we'd love to have you live and we'd love to have everybody on Zoom, but you can get our podcast on whatever your podcast thing is, whether it's Apple, iHeart, Google, whatever, Podbean, it's up there too. We also are on Rumble. And you can get us there. And if you're ever confused, just go to chuckandjulie.com. You can also go to bbsradio.com/Chuck and Julie Show. But anyway, so I appreciate all you guys who listen to us. So here's what happened. So Chuck and some friends went out for lunch on Wednesday. And Friday night after the show, we went out to dinner and he was being a little quiet. And I said, hey, are you feeling okay? And he says, yeah, I feel okay. But then Saturday morning, he woke up and he said, I do not feel okay. Like I said, he had a sore throat. And I see Dr. Donna's here. And Dr. Donna, I'm going to tell you what we're doing and like to get some of your feedback in that. And then he kind of got worse during the day. But initially, it seemed like we just thought, well, it's just a cold. But then he talked to his friends, and they all were sick on same exact symptoms, same exact sort of path. They kind of were feeling a little bit Friday, sick on Saturday, and they had tested positive for Omicron. So we immediately, I cannot reveal the location, but drove up to Resistance headquarters because, you can't get ivermectin. You can't get anything here because, the pharmacies and the bureaucrats and the politicians don't want us to have treatment that we can handle on our own, homeopathic treatment and treatment with stuff that they can't make $1 billion off of. So anyway, we went to the Resistance headquarters and came back with this plastic bag full of stuff, including ivermectin. And then also got on the phone today with Dr. Julie McCallan. And again, I cannot say enough. The people there said, yeah, you can't go get, they won't prescribe you. If you were to just go to like Kaiser some doctors, let me put it that way, they're not going to give you ivermectin, but Julie McCallan, they can, and they have a supply that they can give to people. And the other thing they have is taking vitamin C, Correctin. That's not from Julie McCallan, that's from the Resistance headquarters. And those are vitamin pills, supplements is all they are. They're nothing fancy about them. You can get them. People have been taking them forever. Zinc, vitamin C. And then this doesn't sound fun. I think let Chuck do this, a nasal spray that's sort of salt water, a little baking soda, and a little bit of iodine. And one thing my daughter suggested, I'm just going to throw this out there. If anyone else has this, the Young Living. It's an essential oil company. I've been taking this stuff for years. It's got an essential oil called Thieves. And just, I take like a drop a day every morning. It tastes kind of good anyway. And kind of gargle with that. And I found it really helps with sore throats. I'm not a doctor. I make no claims. All I know is I find that works for me. So we're doing all of that. So let me, and everybody is thank you. I pass along my prayers to Chuck for a speedy recovery. And my understanding is that monoclonal antibodies are being hidden. Yeah, and Thieves. That's exactly right. It's called Thieves, T-H-I-E-V-E-S. If you go to Young Living, I think it's called Young Living, I know it's called youngliving.com. They have all kinds of essential oils there. So they can, but yeah, it's, Sandra says absolutely regarding essential oils. You can also make your own, which is true. Some people can. I probably can't. I would screw it up. But what's interesting in going through this process is a lot of these things, and Dr. Don, I'd kind of like to get your opinion on this. Again, these are things both preventive, and they said, yeah, Julie, you start taking some of this too. So far, just to be clear, Rev and I are just fine. Haven't had any symptoms, no positive tests, nothing like that. But they don't want you to know that, right? Instead, they'd want to ram the vaccine and the boosters down, even though in the last few days, the Pfizer CEO has admitted, yeah, the vaccines actually don't seem to work. There are studies out of Israel where people now have had four shots and it doesn't work at all. And they're still trying to ram the vaccines down our throats. You've got Democrats saying you should be put in jail if you don't want to get a vaccine. And why? If it doesn't work. And instead, what is astonishing to me is that they make it difficult, if not impossible, you try Google, you can't have to go on DuckDuckGo to get any information, really. You go on Google and all you hear about is this stuff is bad. President Trump recommended it, therefore nobody should take it. I think there are so many things you can do that are just sort of common sense stuff with you know, supplements you can get at any store, really. I mean, you could get them at King Soopers, and we'll get into the King Soopers thing in a second, but they don't want you to know that. And then, you know, the monoclonal antibodies, you know, that they're rationing. I guess one state said, they don't think it's fair that maybe they're rationing them based on race. It's like, gee, you think that that's not fair? I mean, it's just ridiculous the steps that our own government and our own politicians and the medical community should be ashamed of itself, those who are going along with this, for not just helping people. We get a ton of comments. So let's see, Dr. Donna. Oh, it is still an independent seller, Thieves. I think you can order it online. I just get it online. Anyway, from Steve. Julie, when I got the virus, I did saltwater nasal rinses 3-4 times a day, gargled with Listerine, stay hydrated, take Correctin, zinc, vitamin E, see fish oil. Yeah, we're taking all of that too. Sandra says she's been using essential oils forever and colloidal silver for over 8 years. I don't know about that. I don't know anything about that. I just know I like the way essential oils smell. Dr. Donna, a family member ended up in the hospital for another reason, and they kept trying to push the shot. She was dealing with a heart issue. Dr. McCullough said the virus is a nasal virus and the nasal saline rinses and gargling with Listerine is key. I think you're right. That's everything I've heard too. Many people are learning this stuff via the information underground, but what is not getting out is that the monoclonal antibodies are not safe. Do not fall for it. Choose the least invasive and most natural treatments. And Karen, like as always, everybody, if you want to, feel free to unmute yourself and pop in. If you want to comment, go and put your camera on if you want to. Or if you want to call in, 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. And Sandra, using a neti pot works great for a nasal wash. Yeah, I know. They always kill me. And I just like sneeze for a half hour afterwards. But you're right. The neti pot is great too. But Karen, you're onto something here. Let me back up. I had a conversation with another lady. Rev had a basketball game, not this weekend, but the last weekend. And one thing happening is good, I think, is I was sitting next to a lady and she had mentioned that she got the Omicron virus over Christmas. And she said, you know, I was in bed for about 10 days. And she said, but I'm fine now. And she said her husband got the shot. And I think he got much sicker. And she said, and he was fine like almost immediately. The other people from the resistance headquarters that I talked about, they'd been taking the ivermectin for 24 hours, and they said we're probably 80% better. We'll keep you posted on Chuck. We'll see how he's doing on Wednesday. But the thing is, Karen, it's exactly what you said, right? We immediately need to go to helping the pharmaceutical companies make billions of dollars by coming with new vaccines that don't work. And again, their theory or their MO is not to say, well, I guess this doesn't work. Maybe we should go back to the tried and true, you know, viral treatments that we've been doing forever, right? And let's go ahead and let people use them, knowing that 99.9% of the people are going to be just fine anyway. But instead, no. Instead, it's like we got to ram this stuff down your throat. Oh, and by the way, we're going to make it, you know, and if there is a treatment that's cheap, already out there, easy to take and effective, we're going to make it almost but impossible to get your hands on it. I mean, it's ridiculous to me that Dr. Julie McCallon is, I mean, you know, they have, I don't think it's secret stashes, but I mean, it's ridiculous that you should have to go through this. We've had this virus around for 2 years now. We know all these treatments. Why do they not have a King Soopers, right? Why can't you get your little COVID bag, right? So if you get it, here's the stuff that you can take. I can go there and I can get something for, I don't know, hair loss treatment, right? They've got all kinds of supplements I can find there. Why not something like this? That's the, oh, Karen, it's correct. It's being learned now that they are not the end all they were thought to be. This is from Steve. Thanks. If Chuck gets nausea, some Zofran immediately. Oh, that's a word. He hasn't had nausea, but they did say to check his blood oxygen. Oh, thank you, Dr. Donna. What's my specific question? Does it sounds like I'm doing everything and on the right track? Thank you. That's what I guess what I was asking. And the NAC is being now NAC, Dr. Donna, what is NAC? Because Chuck has taken that too. And I think it's a basic supplement, right? Can you hear me? No? Oh, Charlene is Joe Rogan Rocks. Well, if it's being rationed, why are they rationing a basic supplement? Karen, Kathleen, I saw you. Did you want to weigh in here? Go ahead.
Oh gosh, yeah, I'll try to be succinct.
Don't worry, it's just me today.
No. Well, we've been living with this. My husband got sick, brought it home from work. Someone tested positive. And just at the outset, I'll say that this is a blessing. This massive, highly contagious, much milder version, because it is desensitizing the people that have been spending 2 years in their houses,
exactly,
terrified. And now they're seeing that they've been lied to. But that being said, 2 days before my husband was ready to go and get those monoclonal antibodies, which a lot of conservatives have glommed onto, I was sent a video from a doctor, can't tell you her name right offhand, saying some very frightening and disturbing things about these antibodies having something to do. I mean, I can't repeat it because I'm not a doctor and I can't say, but it made us both wonder. And we said, wait a minute, you know, people who are saying, do not let people who are already untrustworthy shoot you full of stuff. And then you're going to go because the government is rationing it to allow yourself to get an IV full of experimental chemicals? No. Well, and so, it almost seems like it's double agent stuff. Oh, we're going to make you think nobody can get it, so you'll rush to get it. Don't get it if you don't need it.
Here's what they told us. First, they said, and I'm sure as all you guys know, this is very mild, right? I mean, we just thought it was a cold until his friends all came down with it. Oh, and aside here, Diana DeGette also came down with COVID over the weekend. So I'm like, I don't think she was at the luncheon.
Hasn't she been double vaxxed and boosted
up
the wazoo?
But I'm like, I don't, Chuck. I'm like, is there something you're not telling me about Diana DeGette? Oh, yeah. I mean, I think that's the thing. And they said, yeah, it's mild. It's like a cold. And I want to go back to something. Oh, Charlene says you can get ivermectin through pushhealth.com. And you guys, you know what it is there is this underground organization, Karen, I want to get your thoughts on this, that has cropped up with people sharing information. And again, none of this is experimental drugs that has to be paid for. You know, we have to pay for, the government has to pay for billions of dollars to pharmaceutical company. These are just all things you can do and get on your own. And these are drugs, not drugs, but these are supplements for the most part. And I guess home remedies that people have been using forever. So what they told us about the monoclonal antibodies, this is Dr. Julie McCallon. She said, if you get really sick and you need to go to the hospital, that's something, you know, to talk about. But they're like, first of all, you can't even get them in right now in the Denver area.
It could be dangerous.
So don't try.
And there are some places where people are coming to people's homes to administer the antibodies. I'm suspicious of that. If that's done with the so-called blessing of the government, right, frankly, I don't think we should have any part of it. And the elephant in the living room, Julie, is the motive behind suppressing efficient treatments that help people,
right,
pushing drugs that are dangerous and damaging.
Right.
I have an analogy for you. Forgive me if I've used it. Remember the Tylenol scare of the 1982?
Sure. Right.
Seven people died in Chicago because of a cyanide-laced Tylenol.
Right.
If the media and the politicians had actively engaged in suppressing the information about Tylenol so that people would take the Tylenol that they had on their shelves and die,
right,
they would be brought up on charges and put in prison. And
right,
I'll go you one better. It's not only that they are suppressing the information, they are actually forcing deadly drugs on people and telling them they'll lose their job and their rights to civil society if they don't take dangerous drugs.
Oh.
So the motive of this is deadly, it's criminal, it's diabolical,
and it should
be resisted.
Exactly. And here's the thing, too. I want to go back to is Michael Tao, and I'll get to the comments here in a second, as Michael Tao always points out. Number one, this is a virus that is 99.9% of the people who get it get sick. Some sicker than others, don't. Some don't get sick at all, but 99.9% survive. This is a virus that it looks like was concocted by Dr. Fauci and his criminal co-conspirators and
himself,
then unleashed upon all of us in the first place. So let's not forget that. But
right,
I mean, we get flu and virus and colds every season, right? And you don't freak out about it. You don't say, you know, it's not a topic of conversation. You take common sense things, which is kind of what the CDC has gone to now. If you're sick, stay home and isolate, right? If you're not sick, go out and live your life.
If they have any credibility whatsoever.
Well, no, they don't. But I mean, they've gone back to like what we've always been doing. And that's the thing. And they would never before make it. If somebody wanted to take chicken soup, you know, the government didn't say no. You know, if Donald Trump had said, hey, I take chicken soup, they wouldn't have banned chicken soup, right? They would have never done this. And I agree with you, this whole thing.
Exactly.
It's become so politicized, and I'm seeing this from a lot of the comments. You don't know who to listen to or what
people
to do.
People are COVID obsessed. And
right,
you know, the best joke ever, Julie,
uh-huh,
that has been true. You know why the Amish are not afraid of COVID at all?
Why? Why?
They don't have a television.
Yes. Well, and to go back to one of your first points, I think in a way, this has been useful. The Omicron variant, because like I said, the lady I was talking to at Rev's basketball game, she and her husband both had it. And it was kind of funny. She said to me, well, have you had it? And this was before Chuck. And I said, well, no, we had it earlier. And she said, these were exact words. She said, well, did you have the bad kind? And I said, yeah, I had that. So she's in her own mind, bad kind, not bad kind. Right. And I said, yes, we had it in November of 2020 before there were any vaccines or anything. And she was just like, yeah. And her whole attitude was like, yeah, I was in bed for about, 10 days. My husband got the shot. We're fine now. And they were out at their grandson's basketball game. Right. People are like, okay, we can't shut down our whole lives over something that is, now that they've had it, essentially a cold, right?
I do think, though, that when bad guys, and these are really bad guys, when they have been wounded just a little, they're particularly dangerous, and we have to be ever vigilant, because these people are not going to back off and say, you know what, just like Emily Letella, never mind, they're not going to do it. No, they're going to unleash something worse and bigger because they're losing. And that makes it dangerous. I'm not saying they will. I don't know. But they've tried to make us all weak and terrified of life. There are people I know who have not left their homes in 2 years.
Wow.
And so what? They're so terrified of death that they have sacrificed their lives.
Yeah. Exactly. And I think that there is a growing majority of people out there who actually who've now had it, like, right? I mean, exactly. It's hard. They've all had it. Look at the comments here. People have had it. They've lived through it. And just like when you get the common cold, you know, when you find out, you know, if your kid has it and the other kid at school has it, you ask the mom, well, what did you use? I mean, it's just common sense the way we
always. You don't
always
fold your life. You don't crawl into a fetal position.
Right.
And, you know, say, whatever you want to do to me, please do it because I'm terrified.
Right.
You don't do that. But yeah. And maybe this is going to strengthen a lot more people to realize the fraud that has been perpetrated on them.
I think so too. I think so too. Hey, Karen, listen, I want to play some sound, but thank you for weighing in. Anyone else? Thank you, ma'am. Anyone else wants to too? And again, on the comments here, this is great. Some of these things, if somebody said the vet told them the right dosage to use, you know, and that's the thing they get on Joe Rogan about ivermectin, it's used for cat. I mean, it is used for that, but like a lot of medications, there are multiple uses for it. I had a friend who took Viagra because it helped him ski better because it, I won't even go into why he said it did. And I'm not sure, but at any rate, there are multiple, that was an aside, I guess, multiple uses. I want to play though. What's also happening, I think, is we are now seeing doctors and people in the medical community say, I mean, Dr. Julie McCallum, I want to say, has been on this from the beginning. From the beginning, she said, I'm not going to kowtow and I'm not going to not treat my patients with methods that I know are bad for them. And I'm not going to tell them methods that I know are tried and true and work for them. So doctors like her have been courageous from the beginning, and more are coming out. There was a doctor Bowden, she was kicked out of Houston Methodist Hospital because she was talking about some of these alternative treatments. And she wasn't towing the corporate line. And they keep having, I mean, you know, keep doing stories about why hasn't her license been suspended? For Pete's sakes, how many times have you ever seen this happen before? No, where if a doctor recommends a treatment, they want to remove their license. I mean, that's just ridiculous for not towing the line like that. But she held a news conference today because she has now opened her own clinic. She has successfully treated some 2,000 patients with her COVID methods, which are some of the things that we've been talking about. And Thomas, if we could please play the Dr. Bowden soundbite, please.
I think we all know that early COVID treatment works. It saves lives. And I'm not going to be silenced, intimidated, or bullied by Houston Methodist, Houston Chronicle, or anyone else who wants to target physicians that question the narrative. Medical freedom has been hijacked by hospitals, big pharma, insurance companies, and the federal agencies. Doctors, this is our time. We need to stand up and save our profession.
Exactly. And I think we're seeing more and more doctors do this. Oh, but now we're seeing comments about the Viagra. It increases the blood flow to all parts of your body. It's being used for COVID, works as a stimulant, and athletes are using/abusing it before games. That's what he said. It helped him, his breathing, skiing. And what so many may not realize is this new Omicron sort of voice from space has the identifier of a cold. Okay, Dr. Donna, I think you're talking about Dr. Bowden. She was tossed months ago. Yes, they kicked her out, but she since opened her own clinic. And I think that's what it's going to take. It's going to take resistance. It's going to take people saying, it's going to take doctors. And I'm sorry, if for, you know, doctors out there, I get, as somebody who's been canceled, that it's a risk, right? But I think Karen Catalina is also right. If you think that the Democrats, and I'm even going to lump it into the elites, the uniparty and the elite and the bureaucrats are going to let go of something they found that can control people so easily and so quickly, that's not going to happen. And what we need are people in the medical community that we can trust who stand up and say, okay, well, if this happens, then yeah, then you need to go to a hospital. But until then, well, let's do this and this and this. And they need to stand up and say, you know, look, Omicron, it's like a cold, people. Don't panic. We don't need to close down the economy. We don't need to lock down schools. We don't need to make our 4-year-olds wear masks all day long because of the common cold. We don't do that for any other common cold. So we don't need to do it for this. And I think we just need more and more people, doctors and other people speaking out too. If you're prone to herpes, take lysine with the arginine. Since it's our little homeopathic thing, I get cold sores, have all my life. I get cold sores. I have never found, there is a medication you can take, a Cyclovir, I think it's called, and there's a generic one. It now, though, at least for my lack of insurance, costs like $70. It's like almost like $10 a pill. It's ridiculously expensive. I have found, it's called Cloverleaf Farms. And again, I'm not a doctor. This is just what works for me. So anybody out there gets cold sores, but it's lemon balm. There's a lemon balm salve that I take, and it not only prevents cold sores. You know how if you get cold sores, you can kind of feel like you're going to get one if you start putting this salve on. And then if you get a cold sore, it knocks it out fast. This stuff is amazing. It's lemon balm. You don't need a prescription for it. And I'm sure there are plenty of places that you can get it. The particular one I go to is Cloverleaf Farms. But again, You know, when you go to your doctor, they say, okay, here's your prescription, right? And then you're like, well, yeah, but it's like, you know, $100 to get something that's going to, you know, get me through this. And instead you can get for $13 a little thing of lemon balm salve, and it works better than anything else. So this is from Steve. Stephen, when I got my test results for COVID 2 weeks ago, it did not say it was positive for Omicron. So how do they know without further testing? Yeah, exactly. He said, I had the same symptoms as the last time I had it, only as not severe. Aaron Rodgers exposed that football players, this is from Charlene, are being treated with ivermectin, and Joe Rogan exposed that members of Congress are being treated with it too. The mainstream medicine doesn't seem to have an alternative. Well, that's the dirty little secret that's coming out, right? As more and more people get it under this Omicron. And you're right, Stephen, I think they're calling it Omicron simply because that's the variant that has been identified in some tests as going through. So they're assuming all of it is Omicron. You're absolutely right. It doesn't. I think that takes a pretty specific lab test that they aren't doing for the most part, and particularly not for these rapid tests. So, but I think though, again, there's some light at the end of the tunnel. I think Karen Cataline is right. Yes, this is from Karen. There is no test for Omicron. Most of this is PR. The way you know, regardless of the name, is that it's highly contagious and much less serious. Yeah, and this is Leo. Also, vitamin D is good for all of this too. 5,000 units of vitamin D costs $8 for a year's worth. See, again, pharmaceutical companies who have made billions off of this don't want us to know any of this. Bill Gates is now saying, oh, we're going to have to get a booster shot every year, just like the flu. No, we don't. No, we don't. So I'm going to switch gears here a little bit. Thank you, everybody, for all of the comments. We'll keep you posted on Chuck and me. If you see here Chuck here Wednesday and me not, then that means I did indeed get it. but we'll see. We'll see. I was fine. I ran this morning. Rev is home from school. He's upstairs playing with his Oculus Quest and phone's up there. So far, we're all fine. Wanted to talk about something else, though. That I think we need to pay attention to as Republicans. So Glenn Youngkin was elected governor in Virginia. One of the first, he did a lot of good things on his first day. And one of the things he did was issue an order saying that schools could not mandate masks, that parents had the option, the ability to opt out of wearing masks. Now let's look at this. If you're in a blue state, governors did have the power to say you had to wear a mask. So it only makes sense if governors have that kind of power, right? It only makes sense that a governor could also say that you have the right as a parent to opt out. Well, as you can imagine, that did not go well with the liberals. Their heads started exploding immediately. And then we had a couple of school districts, more than a couple, I think, in Virginia say they're going to ignore the governor's order. They're not going to follow it, and they are going to continue to require parents, and they're going to continue to force parents to make their kids wear masks. One of the school districts is Arlington School District. Jen Psaki happens to live there, has a kindergartner, and so was sending out snarky tweets saying, ha ha, you stupid governor, we're not going to follow that. Thank God for the school districts that say they're going to ignore a lawful governor's order. And here's how Youngkin responded to this, which I think was great. So Thomas, if we could please play the Youngkin soundbite.
Arlington County Public Schools essentially said it was going to ignore the order. Is there anything you're going to do to make that school system comply?
Well, first of all, we wrote the order specifically to give all of the school systems basically 8 days to get ready. to listen to parents. And the fact that that tweet came out from Arlington County within minutes of my executive order, well, what that tells me is they haven't listened to parents yet. And if there's one thing that hopefully everybody heard in November, is it is time to listen to parents. So over the course of this week, I hope they will listen to parents, because we will use every resource within the governor's authority to explore what we can do and will do in order to make sure that parents' rights are protected.
And again, let's step back and look at the facts. The CDC now acknowledges, well, actually, it said this back and forth, as a Dr. Fauci a couple of times, that wearing masks does not prevent the spread of the COVID virus. It's particularly when you're talking about kindergartners and school kids, right? Or tugging on them. I mean, it doesn't work. We look at the fact that 2 years into this, we've all been, you know, they've had the mask mandates. People have been wearing masks for 2 years. We're still where we are. The Omicron variant, they reinstated the mask mandate, you know, where we live, and hasn't made any difference. Everybody's still getting Omicron. Somebody did a comparison of the three counties that are in the Colorado Tri-County Health Department: Douglas, which does not have a mask mandate; Adams and Arapahoe, two counties that do have mask mandates. And guess what? The number of cases are exactly the same. The positive Omicron or COVID cases, exactly the same. Wearing a mask does not work. Everybody knows that. It's a virtue signaling thing. So it might work for that. It might work, but everybody knows it doesn't really work. We were at a thing where they had to wear masks. It was a kid's thing. And I said, well, you know, Rev has a mask exemption or a medical exemption. And they said, well, yeah, but I mean, I thought this was funny. We don't grant medical exemptions. I'm like, well, wait, so if this whole thing is supposed to be about kids' health and my kid has a medical exemption to not wear a mask that is completely ineffective, but the wearing of the mask would make him sick. So it's, again, you're more worried about following your rules than you are with kids' health. So we left. I mean, it's just ridiculous what they're doing. But in the meantime, you've got school boards that are saying, yeah, we certainly, above all, do not want parents deciding what's the healthiest thing for their kid. I mean, think of it. If you want, if you're a parent, you can put out the money, get one of those N95 masks, have some kind of training session with your kid, teach them how to use it the same way they would at a medical facility, which, by the way, won't work. You can do that if you want to. If that makes you comfortable, do that, right? Everyone around them is vaccinated. So if the vaccines work, theoretically, they should be fine. But they don't, that no one's going to do that. Instead, they don't want you to have the option to do what you think is best. They just want you to do what they, the elites, tell you to do. And again, we've noticed they don't wear masks. They just want the people at the restaurant wearing masks. They want you to wear masks if you have to stay in New York City. But if you're AOC and you can afford and take a vacation down to Miami, then you don't have to wear a mask in Miami. It's ridiculous and it's insane and it's just plain flat out wrong. But the thing is, what you had, back to what I was going to say, is you have these several school districts say, we're just going to ignore the governor's order. That's what we as Republicans need to start doing, right? We want to try to argue with them. We say resist, we do this, but then we follow the rules. We need to stop that. Remember years ago, in Colorado, before they changed the amendment, same-sex people could not legally, I guess, a clerk in recorder's office could not legally give them a marriage certificate. Now, I don't want to get into the pros and cons of that, but what was interesting, remember you had the Boulder County clerk say, I'm just not going to follow that law. It was a law in Colorado. They changed it. Okay, which frankly I agree with, but at the time it was a law, and you had a county clerk just say, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to follow that, right? Here in Colorado now, you get a Republican county clerk, Tina Peters, doing something that she feels in her role as an official county clerk was going to help preserve election integrity. Boom, you got the FBI raiding her. You got the grand jury investigating her. You've got the Secretary of State, a progressive Democrat, saying that she can't run her own elections anymore, even though the people elected her. We need to take a lesson out of the Democrats' playbook and just say, no, not going to follow that. Governor, you say you issued an order saying that we can opt out. Not going to follow it. We're going to tell our parents they have to wear a mask. I think we should do the same thing. We should say, you know, Tri-County Health Department, Governor Polis, whatever, right? Why do we go along with it and say, well, it's the rule of law? And, you know, and again, now they're going to call us insurrectionists and domestic terrorists. But I think it's important that we, or at least it could be interesting to sort of just follow their lead, right? And then, and now they're getting praised by all the elite in the media. But keep in mind, that's a really relatively anymore small portion of people. There are more of us than there are of them. And I go back to the whole COVID thing, right? So the more they want to tell us you can't take ivermectin, it's going to kill you, and you should be, you know, whatever, arrested and thrown in jail if you're doing that. And if you're using nasal spray, oh my God, you know, those neti pots are killing billions of people, children and grandmothers out there. Give me a break, right? We need to just say, no, not going to do that, right? And again, and if you're a doctor, you just need to say, no, I'm not going to mistreat and or fail to treat my patients. And if you're a parent and a school board, you know, we need to continue standing up. As Governor Youngkin said, the school districts, the parents in the school districts in Virginia made it clear they did not want the mandates. They wanted the ability to opt in or out, depending on what they felt was best for their kids. And you got to think about hard about a school district and a group of elites like Jen Psaki who would say no, right? You as the parent don't get to decide. We're the ones who get to decide, and we're the ones who can break this legal order. Because that, Karen, Kathleen, earlier when you were saying whatever their next big thing is, I think this is what it's going to be, right? As the Republicans start to take over more again, and as common sense starts to take over more again, I think we're going to see them just saying, well, we kind of saw that in the peaceful, mostly peaceful protests. They're just saying these laws don't apply to us. They apply to everyone else, but we're just not going to follow them. And I think that is, it's one of those other things that's bad for society, I guess I'll say. I mean, you have to have some trust in the law and order, right? What if everybody said, you know, I'm not going to pay any attention to that white line down the center of the highway. I'm going to drive on whatever side of the highway I think. I mean, things start to fall apart pretty quickly there. On the other hand, though, the Democrats are doing it. And I think we're foolish as Republicans if we say, well, the Democrats can break all the rules. They can pass illegal rules. They can pass unconstitutional rules. They can pass rules that are just plain wrong. But I guess we have to follow them because they're the rules. I don't think so. And again, I think we have to realize that there are more of us than there are of them. Doug, this is from Dr. Donna, got into a discussion with another who said, you know, if everyone wore their masks then we could just beat this thing. I mean, that's just so ridiculous, right? From Stephen, more kids have been killed in Chicago by homicide than have died from COVID in the entire United States. And this is Julie, the Virginia AG fired 30 of his staff from Leo on the first day and said they will go after school districts that require masks against the order. This is from Mark. We have to wear masks so Fauci can continue to make $400,000 a year and his wife can make almost $200,000 a year and they can laugh all the way to the bank. And then just from Dr. Donna, after marijuana became legal, yeah, we're going to see more of the white line. And Charlene Psaki sounds like an insurrectionist herself. She is. She's a domestic terrorist, an insurrectionist. And I'm glad Youngkin is going to go after them. And I think that is going to be, I think, a court battle. I kind of predict that's something we're going to be seeing a little bit more of as time goes on. I think we're going to be seeing Democrats just saying, no, not going to follow the Republican orders. And then the Republicans, it's going to be funny. We're now going to be flipped around and have to fight to uphold the law, right? We've been in a place right now where the laws have been illegal and unconstitutional. So we've had to challenge the laws. Now we've got Democrats just flat out saying, we're not going to follow the laws. So you're going to have to do that. You know, and again, in the meantime, you know, the kids are the ones who are getting screwed in that, and parents too. But I think we also need to be prepared for that. The Democrats, as Karen said, are not just going to turn around and say, oh, okay, I guess we lost that one. I guess parents can opt in or out, whichever they feel is best, because that's not what it's about for the Democrats. It's all about control, which leads me to another topic I wanted to talk about today, which is kind of good news. And this is why I think things are going to get uglier from the Democrats here in the next little while. A new Rasmussen poll shows, and this is kind of astonishing, an almost seismic shift in Republicans and Democrats in the past year from 2021. When 2021 started, let me get my glasses to get my stats right. When 2021 started, okay, 49% of the people who were surveyed identified as Democrats and 40% identified as Republicans. So 9% more people identified as Democrats than Republicans, right? That has flipped and then some, okay? In the latest poll, it swung 14 points, which is incredible. And now a majority of the American surveyed identified as Republicans. 47% of the people who were surveyed identified as Republican, compared to 42% identifying as Democrats. So that's a 14% swing from where it was before, which clearly means, I think the only way to interpret that is you've got a lot of Democrats and independents who previously identified as Democrat now identifying as Republican, or maybe it's just a growth in the independents. The poll didn't break that down. But what you also have is 5% more people identifying as Republican than Democrat. That's the first time in 25 years that that has happened. I think that's one of the reasons they're so scared. That's one of the reasons why they're just flat out saying, we're not going to follow your rules. We're not going to follow your laws. We're just going to continue forcing you to try to do things our way. But again, if you had any doubt that there were more of us than there are of them. Now, the question is, what do we do about that in Colorado? And we've talked about that a lot. I think nationally, things look really good for Republicans. I think we'll see, you know, you hear the Democrats, we talked about this on Friday, are saying Hillary Clinton should run for president. I mean, you know, they're freaking desperate if they got Hillary Clinton running for president. I don't know what's going to happen in the Republican presidential primary. I know in Colorado, you got, as always, it sort of breaks down into what grassroots/populist, I would call it for the people. And then you have your basic establishment candidates. The establishment candidates, as we've talked about, backed by the donor class, which is like one in Colorado, Phil Anschutz for the most part, and the consultant class. The consultant class backs the establishment candidates because that's where the money is, right? The consultant class would back whoever, if they thought they had the money to pay for a campaign. But as always, the establishment candidates have more money. And the Republicans, and we see establishment Republicans, and, you know, like Dick Wadhams, I like him, but I think he's wrong on this. You know, the Magellan Strategies did a poll shortly after, you know, throughout the whole Trump campaign and after Trump lost, and showed the vast majority, and I mean like 99%+ of Republicans still approved of Donald Trump. Now, people may like or dislike certain aspects of it, but in general, they approve of Donald Trump. Nationally, that's even higher. I mean, it's even gone up, right? People are like, holy cow, you know, the polls, there are some polls that show, one could argue Trump did win, but polls that show that Trump would beat Biden, according to the polls right now. But in Colorado, they want to keep trying to make us think that nobody here likes Trump, that nobody here likes Republicans, that Republicans have to become wishy-washy Democrat light, putting out platitudes that say nothing and mean nothing to people if they want to get elected. And I say Colorado Republican Party, and I'm not as harsh on Christy Burton Brown as Chuck is, but I mean, pay, because I think she does some good things. I think she get some social media out. But again, like I said, she's kind of talking to an echo chamber in there. But the thing is, if you're a Republican in Colorado, look at that swing. The majority of people in a year time, right? This isn't 4 years. This is in 1 year, right? That Biden was supposed to do all this great stuff. Everything is worse now than it was a year ago. And people, there's been a 14 percentage point swing from people identified as Republicans and Democrats. So you've got now got the majority of people, when you say, well, what do you, how, who do you identify with, a Republican or a Democrat? They're saying, I identify with the Republicans. Why do they identify with Republicans? One, because the Democrats are saying all of the wrong things and they're doing all of the wrong things. And the Republicans, at least some of them, are doing and saying some of the right things, right? The people are not identifying as a Republican because you've got some mealy-mouthed person saying, well, I support mask mandates. No, they're identifying with Republicans because Republicans I think especially right now, are speaking out like a Tucker Carlson, right? About choice, about common sense stuff, about American freedoms that are falling by the wayside. People don't like to think of parents as domestic terrorists. They don't want to be called a domestic terrorist if you're sticking up for your kid. And right now, Republicans, that's the way to go. That's what people are identifying Republicans with. And the Colorado Republican Party better take notice of that. And it better say, and I'm sorry, Eric Odlin, I don't want a candidate who says, oh, Ed Perlmutter was a great guy and sacrificed personal ambition. What? No, we want somebody, again, like a Laurel Eimer, or even Christy Burton Brown's tweet on this was good, saying, you know, Ed Perlmutter got out because he knew he was going to lose. And that's because people value what Republicans are saying, what Republicans are standing for. That's what we need to be doing in Colorado. We need to look at information like this. We need to say, what specifically do people identify being a Republican with? And I got to tell you, it's probably, you know, put criminals in jail and keep them in jail, right? Don't let people who are going to take everybody hostage wander around our country. You know, the FBI is so busy tracking down people who may or may not have been in Washington, D.C. on January 6th, that they don't have time to stop a real terrorist who comes into the country. And then when he does come into the country and takes people hostage in a synagogue while calling for the release of a completely anti-Semite Al-Qaeda person, they get on TV and say, well, I had nothing to do. They weren't nothing to do with being Jewish. And you know, like, give me a break, right? One thing, that story is going to go away fast too, by the way, because it doesn't fit their narrative. So they want law and order. They want parents to have a say in their kids' education. They want somebody to deal with the freaking economy. Once again, at the grocery store this morning, and I'll get into that in the final few minutes we have. I was at the grocery store, nothing on the shelves. Prices were, double for some of the things we buy all the time. I was standing there with all these other, sorry guys, but women, looking at the dairy section, right? There's like no milk, right? And it's like, it's Monday. And so people are like, what the heck is going on here? This is what identifies people as Republicans. And don't be saying, well, we're going to reach across the aisle. If you reach across the aisle, you know, don't reach across a grocery store aisle. There's nothing in it, right? This is what we need to have a backbone. We need to remember Democrats are flat out saying, we're not going to follow your laws, Republicans. We need to say, oh, yes, you are, right? And we need to take them to court. And thank goodness for Christian Adam, who we had on Friday talking about election integrity. We need to stand up for kind of, thank you, Charlene. I'm going on a rant here. Oh, that's right. And correct, Julian's brother said the guy had mental problems. Sound familiar with the Boulder murder? Exactly. Steve, why does Christy Burton Brown keep going on Peter Boyle's? Well, I like Peter. We're actually going to see him tomorrow and write his column. But Peter has become an establishment Republican, at least, you know, I think in the bad way, I would say, in a way that's not good for the Republican Party. And Christy, I'll give Christy credit for this. You know, like I said, I'm not quite as harsh on her as Chuck, but I think she figures she can reach an audience. She's got sort of a, I don't want to say, she and Peter probably kind of agree a little bit more than she and Chuck would. Maybe let me put it that way, if that's a nice way to put it. And Peter will have her on the show. And I think that that is all good. But I think she better pay attention. Again, the people are not, the reason people are now, I believe, and maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think so, people are identifying more as Republicans than Democrats is because they've seen the Democrats have just abandoned them. The Democrats tell them their kids have to wear a mask. They have to show a vaccine passport to go into a restaurant. And then that same Democrat turns around and vacations and flip-flops maskless in Miami, all the while publicly trashing Ron DeSantis and saying how he's killing people. People see that now. That's affecting people in their everyday lives. People have watched their kids wear a mask for almost 2 years now and have seen it make no difference, right? People have worn a mask themselves and seen it made no difference. People have seen crime skyrocket in their neighborhoods. People have seen teachers teaching their kids God knows what in the schools anymore. And they're like, and they see the Republicans, and this is, you know, they'll abandon the Republicans too if the Republicans don't respond, saying, hey, we will speak up for you on this. You know, I think they're not identifying, with the Liz Cheney's of the Republican Party. They're identifying identifying with the Jim Jordans, the Matt Gaetzes, the Ted Cruz on his good days when he says stuff like, you know, who is Ray Epps? That's what they're identifying with. And I think above and beyond that, guys, they're identifying with Make America Great Again. They may or may not, and I haven't seen any numbers on this, the people who switched identify with Donald Trump per se, but they identify with a party whose leader, Donald Trump right now, indicates that he is going to stand up for them and he's going to fight for them and he's not going to abandon them to the elites. That's what I think a Republican Party needs to recognize. And for people, establishment to say, you know, I wouldn't vote for Trump. Well, who are you to vote? You know, what are you trying to, who are you talking to anymore? You're just talking to the Democrats, right? This is from Leo. Let's see. Republicans are trying to get elected by appeasing the people with polls rather than coming up with good ideas that will actually help people. Opportunities. Look what Trump did. Good. Exactly. And from Sandra, Steve, what's starting to happen is these murderers will start using their mental problems so they don't get jail time. That's wrong. And a mental institute is not being in jail. And we could thank the Boulder DA for that. Yeah, that's a whole other side. That's a whole, we could do a whole, we're running out of time here, a whole other show. Yeah, what's interesting, the whole not guilty by reason of insanity, what's interesting about that in Colorado is if you're found not guilty by reason of insanity, then you're just, you're not, then once you become sane, then you get to go free. I mean, which is kind of weird because there are plenty of cases where that goes south. Holy cow. We've run out of time. I wanted to talk about, so maybe we'll do this on Wednesday. We've got a guy coming on who can talk about some election integrity. We bumped Ted Trimpa to Friday because Chuck was like, oh, I want to talk to Ted Trimpa. So he's going to come on Friday and explain to us why so many people are flipping from Democrats to Republicans. That should be fun. We'll keep you posted on Chuck's health. And I also want to talk about the King Superstrike. I think Republicans here again have an opportunity. I'm just going to leave you with this. I think that there is a difference between identifying and supporting, this is just my thought, a union worker who works for a giant multinational corporation whose CEO makes $1.3 million a year, and supporting the small businessman who can barely afford, you know, who's being constantly bombarded with increasing government regulations, minimum tax, our minimum wage hikes, paid family leave, all of that. I think that the Republican Party, I think, needs to evolve with the times a little bit. So that's just food for thought for maybe the Wednesday conversation. In the meantime, thank you to everybody on Zoom. Thank you for all your advice and for sharing with each other, because I think that's what this is all about. We've got to share with each other some of the answers, the solutions, whether it's COVID, masks, education, crime, you name it. Meanwhile, I'm going to go make Chuck some chicken soup. Maybe we'll see you all on Wednesday. Have a great day, everybody.